This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Kelly Damfus joins me for the second Saturday interview segment on A-State Connections. Dr. Damfus gives this update on what's going on at Arkansas State.
We celebrated most recently that we had a great fundraising year last year, that we raised more money last year than we have ever in the history of Arkansas State University. And then we kicked off, we announced the fact that we got a huge gift from the Wingate Foundation to help build our new 3D art studio and center. So it'll be a place where students can actually learn more about how to do pottery and sculpture and kind of 3D art, but also to be able to display it to the public in an easy way so students can walk by or guests can walk by and see these art displays in the building as well. The humanities is what makes us human. It's what makes us different from the rest of the animal kingdom. And being able to appreciate art in a special way is one of the things that a general education program provides for students who come to Arkansas State. And so even people who are not art students will be in that art program learning more about three-dimensional space. And it'll help engineering students and business students get a better appreciation for the arts as well. So we're really excited about that gift. It's a huge opportunity for us to expand our capacity here. And again, it's the largest gift in history to our art program at Arkansas State.
And I think that's what made people so excited about that is that, you know, we have such a huge donation that is going to help support the arts program. And I know that's got to help in attracting and recruiting and maintaining and keeping, I would imagine.
Well, we've got a wonderful fine arts program here. And this will, I think, help us recruit more students here and more faculty. We'll be excited about working in that really great space. It will highlight for the rest of the world, the outside world, how great our finance program is. We have a wonderful band program, which recruits very well nationally. Our theater program is second to none, and we revitalized our musical theater program. And so we're excited to see how the arts are really expanding here at Arkansas State.
Dr. Kelly Damfus joins us on A-State Connections for a second Saturday interview here on KASU. One thing I was wanting to ask you, Dr. Damfus, you've been working very hard with across the system with other with ASU BB and Mountain Home and ASU Mid-South and ASU Newport. Thank you. Tell us about what's been going on there and how it's going to benefit those students.
That's a great question. From the very first day I came to this campus, I started meeting with chancellors at our sister institutions. And to a person, each individually had shared with me their concerns about their students not feeling either welcome here or that the pathway between their school and our school was not very clear. You know, which is a problem for our sister schools because we're all part of a system, and it would make sense to me and to anyone looking at our system that a student who started at ASU BB, for example, could just transfer very easily into A-State here in Jonesboro. And that wasn't the case. In fact, sometimes students would come here and they would say, hey, I've got a two-year degree from ASU BB, and now I want to get a degree at Arkansas State. And they would learn that it would take 3 years to graduate with their four-year degree, so that means a five-year degree. And it had to do with articulation agreements. We did not have very clear pathways from their schools to our school. And so we signed with those schools several articulation agreements so that students, when they become freshmen at ASU BB or Newport or Mountain Home or Mid-South, know from day one that each one of the classes they're taking will transfer to Arkansas State and that there's a pathway to get a four-year degree. Not everyone wants to go to a four-year college when they graduate from a two-year school, but for those who do, we want to make it as easy as possible. And inspired by that, we actually expanded that out now to other two-year institutions. In fact, last week I was just at up in Pine Poplar Bluff meeting with Three Rivers College up there and signed an agreement with them, 21 individual college degree articulations with that school, and we'll be doing that across the state. Again, trying to make a way forward for students who are in two-year institutions to find their way here. We're not so much interested in recruiting their first-year students. We're interested in recruiting their second-year students. There's all kinds of reasons why a student would want to go to a two-year school first. It's less expensive. It's closer to home. They may have personal reasons for wanting to do that. But for those who do that, students much like me, I started in a community college as well. For those who want to go on, we want to make it as easy as possible. The second thing that's really important for us is to make sure that students who come here have a very pleasant or easy onboarding experience. Coming to a place like A-State, it seems very, for those of us who work here and live here, it seems very simple. But when you're coming from an outside place, this place can seem complicated and can seem huge and impersonal. And so we're working hard on our end on onboarding those students to make sure they have a great experience when they come here.
Yeah, that was what I found when I was in the mid-90s. I worked on my first degree. And what I found was that very thing was that I had my first 2 years at what was Mississippi County Community College. It's now Arkansas Northeastern College in Blytheville, and then went over here for, and it seemed intimidating. It was just a huge experience. But I found, in the first semester was probably the hardest one, only because of trying to get used to everything in
sure.
that regard.
And I went to a 2-year school, then I went and worked in prison for a while. And so when I went back to college, I was 22. And so I was 4 or 5 years older than most of the freshmen that were there. And I remember just being really intimidating by going to a school that was not much larger than Arkansas State, Sam Houston State, and just being intimidated by how big and complicated things were. And school is even more complicated now because a lot of school doesn't happen just in the classroom anymore. It happens virtually. So you've got all these deadlines on weekends and evenings and when you have to turn in papers online. And it's just, it can be intimidating. And so we're trying to make that a little bit easier to understand.
Speaking of that, with online, how has that been? I know with the way that the jobs are now and people are working in different things, they may think that online is more convenient. For some people, it is. So how has that been by way of, have you seen a significant growth and continue to see growth in the online programs?
Yeah, it's interesting. I much prefer face-to-face teaching myself, although I have taught online for many years. In fact, the class that I teach right now is we meet half the time in class and half the time online because I think you can do a lot of learning online. I'm trying to teach my students how to use the internet to learn about the world around them in my sociology class. But there are students who want to be students at Arkansas State that can't because that might not be able to without an online capacity because they're place-bound or time-shifted. They just can't get here. And so our online programs allow those students to get a four-year degree through Arkansas State through the online process. And we actually have seen significant growth in this area. It's not something we promote actively for our students who are residential students who are living here in Jonesboro. We don't want them to be taking a lot of online classes unless it helps them get through whatever time issue they're having at the time, because there is something to be said about the in-class interaction with your fellow students. But for those who can't come to Jonesboro or can't be here when the classes are offered, the online opportunity is really can be a lifesaver for many of these people. Not literally a lifesaver, but to make things very, very much easier for folks to get to finish their degree. And so we've seen a growth there. We have a huge growth in graduate programs. We now are just 100 students shy of being the largest graduate program in the state of Arkansas. And many of those are teachers who are full-time teachers or nurses who are trying to get their master's degree completed while they're full-time employees. Some of them have never been in Jonesboro, but they're able to get to reach further into that American dream by getting their master's degree through our program. So we have almost 5,000 students taking online classes in our master's program right now, which is phenomenal.
Well, it really is. No signs of slowing down. I think that's going to continue probably.
It's absolutely a growth pattern. The internet is no longer seen as a fad. I'm pretty sure people know that it's going to be around for a while. And the ability to teach online has improved tremendously. When I first started teaching online classes, it was like a correspondence course. You send out material and people kind of complete material and turn it back in. But now it can be much more interactive. We do a lot of video teaching. And you can actually teach students face-to-face through Zoom technology. It's kind of like a Skype program, which allows the instructor to talk to a class of 20 students at one time, and they can talk to each other. So you're virtually creating a classroom now, which is really remarkable advance over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and with that, I mean, there's a lot of students who do take that, the online, and you described a hybrid course with your students
sure.
in that. So a lot of students understand that. But as someone who's setting that up, what are some of those challenges about, okay, we're going to split maybe part of this week, in class, and the other part, is it kind of a challenge trying to set up? Because it seems like it would be a lot different to try to present material online versus being in classroom.
It is a challenge. And in fact, it's a challenge for the students to grasp that as well, because students have learned over time that the job of a student is to come to classroom and furiously scribble down notes as I speak. And so basically it's a dictation process or it's a note transfer process. I've got a bunch of notes. I'm going to read them and then you're going to write them down and then memorize things. In an online experience, I'm actually creating assignments for students to do online, and they're actually doing sociology instead of just listening about sociology. So you can actually engage a little bit more in the subject. And they learn a lot more, but students prefer, it's more comforting to do the thing you're used to, where you just sit in a class and you listen to a lecture and be a little bit more passive in their learning. Mm-hmm. So both the instructors and the students have to learn about this new style of teaching, and it can be uncomfortable for both of them. It's hard for me. It takes a lot of work to prepare for the online portion of the class because I want to make it a meaningful experience. And you can do it in a lazy way that doesn't really add value, but if you work really hard at it, you can make that a very rich experience. The technology is invading the classroom, though. It's become normal. There used to be a time where I outlawed phones and laptops in my class because I thought they were distracting, but now I embrace that, and I actually invite them to Google things up in the middle of class because that's the way the world works now. Instead of just asking someone nearby, you know, what's the capital, whatever, they can actually Google that, and to not allow that in the classroom, I think robs us of the ability to make the class seem important or part of real life, and how does this apply to real world? I want them to be able to embrace that technology.
Yeah, Dr. Kelly Danfus joins us here on A-State Connections on KASU. One thing I was wanting to ask you about as well, since the last time we talked, Arkansas State received, and I did talk to Dr. Maurice Gibson about this, a very big diversity award as well. I know you're proud about that. Let's talk about that and how that will help with recruiting and help out with some of those things.
Well, what's important to understand is that we live in a very diverse society, and if we're not careful, though, higher education can be seen as being less than diverse, and where only certain select people can gain access to higher education. As the cost of education goes up, as other structural, systemic things happen where certain categories of young people don't have access to higher education, our society is hurt by that. And so we want to make sure that we provide access to all students who want to attend Arkansas State. And so when I came here, one of the first leadership changes I made was taking Maurice Gibson and naming him the Vice Chancellor of Diversity and encouraging him to look at ways for us to recruit more students here, but also to make sure that that the students who come here feel included and part of a community. And it can be, again, we talked about earlier about how this can be a confusing place, but it can also be, if you're not careful, an unwelcoming place for certain students who feel like there aren't enough faculty who look like them in front of the classroom or in leadership positions. And so in the past year, he's worked really hard at recruiting a more diverse population among the students. He also works hard on recruiting diverse faculty. We also always want to make sure that we're recruiting the best folks out there, but we're also ensuring that we're using practices that create a very diverse pool. So we've got a diverse pool to choose from. And then creating a more welcoming, a more inclusive environment on our campus. And that work that he did in the past year was recognized by the a national diversity publication that looks at what campuses are doing. We're the only university in the state of Arkansas that was recognized through this publication. But I think getting recognized in this publication is one thing. You have to follow through, though. This is a long-term process. And recruiting a diverse student population, making sure those diverse students feel welcomed here and can be successful here, that there are retention rates and graduation rates of the students are also important things for us to do. So we got recognized, I think, for getting started. What's more important to me is getting finished with the work. And that's why I think Maurice's role is incredibly important on our campus. And I'm so proud of the work that he's done so far on the recruiting front, both of faculty, staff, but especially of our students.
Very good. Just two more questions here. We're focusing on A-State Connections about the role that research plays at Arkansas State, and also the role that research plays for in the larger community, or the communities at large. And we're doing interviews with faculty and also with students as they become mentors. And I know that's a huge part of not only the community relationship here on campus, but making those connections out into Jonesboro, Northeast Arkansas.
Well, this actually falls really closely into Maurice's portfolio as well. There is a Carnegie designation that focuses on community engagement. And what Carnegie is looking at when they designate a school as a high community engagement versus not is the extent to which the university is connected with the community it lives in, and the sense that there is an exchange process going on where it's not that the university is going in and fixing things, but the university is going in and engaging with the local community, and then through service learning or other processes, our students are actually learning about their subjects by by serving in the community. And you can think about this. The perfect example would be social work students who need to get experience working with troubled populations, going into a school district where maybe the reading or the math rates were not very high, and going in there and mentoring students in math and in reading, where the students are actually being more successful because of that mentoring, but the students are also getting the experience of working in a depressed situation or in a challenging situation. And so we're working very hard on creating more opportunities for community engagement for our faculty and staff and for our students. And then we'll be seeking designation by the Carnegie folks that recognizes the extent to which we're engaged in the community. I've been so impressed by our faculty, especially, who have been seeking ways to reach into the community and to help help our local citizens become more successful by using the imagination of our faculty and staff, but also the student power that we have. And this is a reciprocal relationship where both sides gain by this. I firmly believe that the town and gown relationship is not just economics. Economics is part of that, but it's also about making this community better. And this university has a strong history of being engaged with the community. And I want to make sure that we are capitalizing on all those opportunities as we can.
And one last question. We talk about Arkansas State University. The Delta Center for Economic Development has announced it's receiving a federal grant over a five-year period to support the center's work in the Delta region. Has it received a huge amount of money, $564,000, through the Economic Development Administration for the first year funding to start that for 5 years. Kind of your thoughts on that and what that will mean for Arkansas State.
Well, first off, I want to give full credit to Andrea Allen and to Emily Devereaux, who led the charge there. This is an opportunity for our university to engage even more with our local industry and agriculture partners. This will provide some infrastructure here on our campus that will allow for greater integration between our research scientists and with the community around us. And so it's another example of us trying to find a way to connect more strongly with our local industry partners.
Very good. Dr. Danfus, thank you so much for joining us on A-State Connections on the second Saturday of every month. We really appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. It's always fun chatting with you.
That's Dr. Kelly Danfus, Chancellor of Arkansas State University. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.